Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bill O'Brien hears the outside noise. Don't take my word for it. Here's Bill O'Brien earlier in the year talking about the outside noise and whether or not it impacts him.
We're very confident. We're also confident in the fact that we can't control what the outside world thinks. You know, that's, you said it. You know, that's the nature of our business. It's probably taken me a while to figure that out.
All right, so there's Bill O'Brien saying that. The outside noise since Deshaun Watson's been a Texan has been saying that Deshaun Watson has to overcome Bill O'Brien as his coach. Bill O'Brien needs to tweak the way in which he does things to maximize the God-given ability and intangibles of Deshaun Watson. On the other side of things this Sunday, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, It's been looked at as a match made in heaven since the second the Kansas City Chiefs drafted Pat Mahomes minutes before the Texans selected Deshaun Watson. Here's the proof, though. Let's go to the tape, because the tape don't lie. Here's Lewis Riddick seconds after Patrick Mahomes was drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs.
This kid has, I think, a lot more potential moving forward than people think, considering the fact that a lot of people will write them off because of the system he comes from, saying, hey, where's the successful quarterback coming out of this basically run and shoot type offense, John? And that's the issue that Mahomes got to prove, that he can do something nobody else can do. That kid's got guts at throwing the football.
Look, there's no doubt that there are concerns about Patrick Mahomes as far as his development, meaning this, he has some things he's going to have to work on, but there's no better place to go to than the Kansas City Chiefs to work on him. Look, the bad decisions, the reckless throws, Coach Gruden already mentioned the fact that he has some Brett Favre in him, and Coach Reed loves that. His footwork, his mechanics, his release, all these are kind of the kind of things that Coach Reed, Matt Nagy, the offensive coordinator, these are kind of things they're going to have to really fix for Patrick and really get him so it's become second nature to him. And I know how these guys teach quarterbacks. I watched it for years, and they will get it squared away. Although I have concerns about it, this is the perfect place.
ESPN with the audio. Lewis Riddick immediately talking about Andy Reid being the right guy for Patrick Mahomes, and we've seen how that's worked out. Best quarterback in the league right now, the reigning MVP of the NFL.
And perfect fit. Absolutely perfect fit, especially for Patrick Mahomes, because as we've – the one thing he was critical of there that said needed the most work is kind of the unorthodox things, the footwork, and sometimes going off the perfect throwing motion. He's actually enhanced that, Andy Reid, has actually encouraged it and enhanced it. He's taken the so-called bad traits and just said, go with it, man. I mean, just go, which is just a testament to how great Andy Reid is as a play caller and an offensive mind.
So that's the narrative with the connection between Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, the Texans' opponents on Sunday. Here's the narrative. The second Deshaun Watson was drafted, from ESPN and Lewis Riddick, on the marriage between Deshaun Watson and head coach B.O.B.
Yeah, without a doubt. And look, Coach O'Brien, everything I've been able to ascertain about this offense is that it puts a lot on the quarterback. A lot on the quarterback as far as his ability to communicate with everyone else within the offense. That's going to be one of the areas that Deshaun is going to have to master, and Bill O'Brien's going to have to master, and maybe even consider, hey, do I have to change my offense a little bit so I can get my return on my investment faster? Because you're not moving up and drafting this kid to sit him on the bench behind Tom Savage.
That's, well, you were kind of.
For half an hour.
That's the second that these guys were drafted. I think that narrative has increased or at least stayed the same. You know, they're 2+ years in the NFL. And I think knowing that we know Bill O'Brien listens to the outside noise, he hears it. He's either watching TV, he's listening to the radio, he's doing both. You heard him say as much right there. I think this game is a Bill O'Brien ego game on Sunday.
Explain that. What do you mean by ego?
Because the one narrative about Bill O'Brien right now that everybody is holding on to is that he is the one thing that can stand in the way of Deshaun Watson getting on the same level as Patrick Mahomes.
In other words, swallowing his ego and letting him do even more of what we saw this past Sunday.
I don't even know if it's ego or not. I just think he, whatever.
Pride, ego, whatever.
If Deshaun Watson doesn't thrive, mm-hmm. Bill O'Brien's going to get the blame. Okay, Deshaun Watson's here forever. Like the as long as Deshaun Watson's playing football, he's going to be a Houston Texan. I think he is that guy. Now, is Bill O'Brien going to be here the entire time? I don't know. But if Bill O'Brien is going to remain the head coach of the Texans, he's going to have to maximize what Deshaun Watson does. And there's a lot of people, like the Lewis Riddicks of the world, mm-hmm. like other people, who don't think that Bill O'Brien is capable of doing that, like Andy Reid is with Patrick Mahomes. You hear some people say, if you just switch this, and let's say the Kansas City Chiefs go up to the podium, mm-hmm. and Deshaun Watson is the quarterback of the Chiefs, there's a lot of people who believe that Deshaun Watson would be the MVP of the NFL right now. He would be the one getting all these endorsements that Pat Mahomes is getting, and Deshaun's doing fine for himself. And Patrick Mahomes with Bill O'Brien would be enduring the same struggles that Deshaun Watson has. That narrative, it's not going to be permanently fixed on Sunday, but if you are Bill O'Brien, you pay attention to these things and you have a healthy ego that most coaches and most players do,
mm-hmm.
this game can go a long way in repairing that. And you know what? I have no problem with that, because that's how Bill O'Brien should look at things as a competitor, that he can rewrite this narrative. And the most important player in town playing the most important position can take Bill O'Brien where he wants to go.
I think you're right. I also think, how about just this will help your ego and this will certainly help your pride. How about stacking a couple of good efforts together? Haven't done it. You know, haven't really done it in a long time, you know, in terms of play calling and Deshaun Watson's production. The Texans haven't really stacked together two, you know, kind of jaw dropping efforts. You know, you had the Chargers game. Awesome. Then what happened? You know, you had the, go back even further. You had, even though it was in a loss, you had the Saints game. Awesome. Then what happened? Now you have this last game against the Falcons. So now what happens? I mean, how about stacking them together? And that'll really go a long way, I believe. To getting people to believe that Bill O'Brien has swallowed his pride a little bit. He is loosening the reins and giving Deshaun Watson more rope to be able to run the show on the field itself. It wasn't that long ago where people were saying, you know, he gives them like two checks and that's it on the field. When Osweiler was the quarterback and stuff, like there was no rope. It was you do this and then you do this and they're throwing the ball away. We're seeing that Bill O'Brien has given him more rope. I think the stacking two good efforts, great efforts together like that would even convince Bill O'Brien to let it go, let it rip.
I think this would be the elite effort. I mean, this is the effort. And this is the first time this week, and I loved hearing it from Bill O'Brien, quite honestly. He's mm-hmm. always been a pro players coach, and he always, you know, he always has the players back, and Bill O'Brien goes up there and he defends his players. He fights for his players. He loves his players. But a lot of times the stubbornness sticks out a little bit, and he's very
right.
He's the anti Deshaun Watson at the podium. Deshaun Watson gives you everything a fan would want. Bill O'Brien doesn't. He doesn't really worry about that. He doesn't concern himself with, you know, what the fans want, what the media wants. And I think he kind of turns his nose up to him because mm-hmm. he says you're not in football and stuff. I think he has a natural arrogance.
That's also
a lot of coaches
have.
A lot of coaches have that.
Yeah.
So, but there's that. But this right here, this game. This is Bill O'Brien's opportunity to go out there and shut a lot of people up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time that Bill O'Brien has said, since I've been listening to him, maybe you can go back and find it, but he hasn't made it as clear as this.
Yeah,
I know he's always said it's a players' league, but he said twice. He said it Monday. He said it Sunday. This is all about Deshaun Watson.
And it is
about Deshaun Watson. Sometimes I think there might have been a time
Yeah.
where Bill O'Brien might have thought it was about his system and it was about this. And he still might think that.
I think it's
going to
be.
But this is the first time he has publicly said it's all about Deshaun Watson, and that right there, regardless of how you feel about Bill O'Brien, knowing that Bill O'Brien is a coach, it's music to my effing ears.
It's taken 2.5 years. I mean, this is a
now,
long,
slow transition. Let's not say it's there yet.
Transition.
Let's not say it's
right.
there,
to
but
get
I
to
like
this
to
point,
hear him say that.
It's taken 2.5 years to get to this point, because literally 30...
We don't even know what point we're at, John.
Well, I think we know that he's loosened it
Carolina
a little bit.
Carolina still happened,
but so did New Orleans, and so did the Chargers.
But I thought those games were really just Deshaun being Deshaun.
But, I mean, come on. We heard him last night. He knows what he's looking at.
The Saints one, I'll give him more credit for. The Chargers was Deshaun being Deshaun.
Deshaun being Deshaun is also Deshaun dissecting a defense. It's not just one or the other. We heard him last night dissecting some of these plays in those games that we're talking about. He knows what he's doing, and Bill O'Brien is allowing him to do it. Literally 30 seconds after Deshaun Watson was drafted, Riddick came on the air on ESPN, and we have it, Figgy. He came on the air and said, yeah, this guy is awesome. We'll see if Bill O'Brien.
Exactly. We just heard it. Yeah. And yeah. It's just like, okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And I don't want to say we're there yet.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to say
that. I think
we're
getting there. Baby steps.
You sure?
We've seen it. I mean, we've seen it on the field.
Okay. But if we see it 1 week and then the next week it's lost.
What did I say Monday after this last game? I'm not so sure that's the same team, you know, that Bill O'Brien's even calling these plays. We found out later that he was calling the plays, but he's clearly given Deshaun Watson more rein, you know, more rope.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to say we're there yet. I'll go with the baby steps, John.
Okay.
I will go with the baby steps. Speaking of Bill O'Brien, he's about to meet with the media live at NRG. We're going to go out there, and we're going to hear from the Texans head coach 4 days. You believe that, Figgy? 4 days. Four. A throwback Brett Favre. Or a Deshaun Watson jersey, whichever you choose. We are 4 days away from Mahomes versus Watson. We're going to hear from your Texans head coach live at NRG next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.